Senator John Kerry campaigns today in California. He'll discuss his plans to bolster the U.S. economy. Kerry is playing against stereotype for a Democrat. He is trying to convince voters that his party would be better for business than Republicans would. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John Kerry often says he doesn't want to be the kind of politician who loves jobs but hates the companies that create them. Campaigning in Las Vegas this week, Kerry repeated his claim to the title of entrepreneurial Democrat.
We want to create millionaires. We want to create billionaires. We want to create the new jobs of the future. We just want everybody in America to get a fair shake at getting a shot at those opportunities and getting their job.
For a guy who once railed against Benedict Arnold CEOs, Kerry is getting a surprising amount of support these days from corporate executives. To be sure, most business leaders still lean Republican, but winning over select CEOs was an important part of Bill Clinton's success strategy in 1992. And former Clinton aide Robert Altman says Kerry is already getting far more business support than Clinton did.
It demonstrates that business has confidence in Kerry, business views Kerry as a centrist, and believes that Kerry would be better for business.
Business leaders who support Kerry typically cite three factors: his promise to cut the federal budget deficit in half within 4 years, his proposal to reform health care, and the likelihood that Kerry would pursue a more collaborative foreign policy. The Kerry campaign showcased some of its executive support in Iowa last week when it announced the endorsement of 200 business leaders, including Peter Chernin, the president of News Corp.
I think the deficit is just plain bad for the country and bad for business. I don't think you can fight two wars, one internationally and one domestically, and at the same time cut taxes for America's wealthiest people.
Other corporate bosses, like Oracle President Charles Phillips, worry the Bush administration's foreign policy is hurting the nation's brand value abroad.
Now, I'm all for a strong defense and all that. I'm a former Marine Corps officer myself, Academy graduate. But this is a sharp departure from our established custom of being reluctant warriors that served us well for hundreds of years. And I just think it's a risk that's affecting our economy right now.
Those concerns were echoed this week by Robert Rubin, the well-respected former investment banker and Treasury Secretary under President Clinton. In a conference call, Rubin blamed the Bush tax cuts for what he called a horrendous long-term fiscal situation, with a 10-year deficit of at least $5 trillion. Rubin says once the tax cuts were approved, they undermined Washington's always weak resolve on a balanced budget. As for the president, he continues to tout the benefits of his tax cuts. Campaigning in Florida this week, Mr. Bush insisted those cuts are stimulating the economy.
So when we reduce taxes on individuals, you're really providing extra capital for small businesses. And since by far the vast majority of new jobs are created by small businesses, it makes sense to stimulate the small business sector of our economy.
The Bush campaign also says Kerry's proposed spending would outpace revenues by more than $1 trillion over the next 10 years. Kerry, who often touts his early support for the Graham-Rudman budget balancing effort in the mid-1980s, says any new spending he proposes would be offset by savings or higher taxes.
You have to choose. It's what CEOs do every day. Can we make this deal? Can we invest? Can we afford this? Is the return on investment enough to handle, you know, whatever the form of financing is going to be? Same thing for the government. But we're not making the right choices right now, folks.
Kerry says he'll change those choices if he's the candidate voters choose in November. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Los Angeles.